Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Brian Lehrer. This is my Daily Politics Podcast from WNYC Studios. It's Tuesday, February 22nd. Now call in on the question, what do you eat or not eat with preventing climate change in mind, including, do you ever eat a meal that includes bugs? Here's the context. As some of you know, last Thursday, we debuted a feature here on the show that we will continue for the next 6 months, a climate story of the week. Because the climate crisis is so important to our world, but it doesn't have fast-breaking news like an invasion of Ukraine or an election campaign, we're making sure we reserve room on the show to talk about something climate-related at least once a week. Today's climate story of the week might seem a little light at first, even quirky, but it sets up this simple and important question about something we can do in our own lives day to day to help make a difference, a question about how we're eating for climate change, how we're eating climate change for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or how we're not. What do you eat or not eat with preventing climate change in mind, including, do you ever eat a meal that includes bugs? Did you see the New York Times opinion video on why to save the planet, we should think about eating more bugs? It's not a new idea. It's not even a new practice in a lot of places around the world where crickets, locusts, termites, or human food. In that video called The Joy of Cooking Insects, New York City-based chef Joseph Yoon is enthusiastic about the possibilities. Listen.
So you could have everything from lemony, citrusy black ants, nutty crickets, cheesy superworms.
But would you eat more cheesy superworms? Rosella in Metuchen, who I'm told is in the Whole Foods parking lot there in Metuchen. Hi, Rosella. You're on WNYC.
Hi. Good morning, Brian. I enjoy your show. And I am sitting here literally feeling bad because I hadn't done my meal plan for the week, which I try to do as I go shopping. My whole family is very conscious of everything we do, what kind of trash we bring into the house, what can be recycled, packaging. And I'm sitting here, you know, going into the Whole Foods and feeling like without a plan, I am prone to sometimes buy things that I regret, especially from the packaging perspective. Mm-hmm. In terms of the question of eating bugs, I have traveled in different parts of the world where I know that's common. I was in Thailand. I saw street food that looked an awful lot like deep fried beetles. And I can tell you that, you know, the thought is a little bit horrifying. And at the same time, I'm trying to get open to it because I've also sometimes can be adventurous. And I think it's kind of a good path from a climate change perspective. What I would love to see more of, though, is for my supermarket chains like Whole Foods to help support me in making the right decisions, because it's really hard to be conscious. And I have the means to purchase things that are organic and, you know, less packaging, et cetera. But my mm-hmm. choices are pretty limited.
Rosella, thank you for starting us off that well. Good luck checking out there. And Sonich in Newark on line 10, as we thank Rosella in Metuchen and let her go. Hey, Sonich, can you hear me yet? There we go. So, Sonich, tell our listeners, Sonich has called in a couple of times on the Ukraine crisis in recent weeks because he's told us he's Ukrainian.
I'm not going to say anything about Ukraine.
No, I know. And now you're calling in on bugs. Go ahead, Sonich.
Yeah. I did try bugs in Thailand. I was with a group and I wanted to try them. So I must say that I don't particularly care for beetles because they are too hard. You know, you have to open the shell and to get to the meat. I really like bamboo worms. They are kind of nice and soft. They give you like a stick to, they give you like a cup with them, and you have a sharp stick to kind of point them and, you know, put them in your mouth. And when I came back home to Newark, I was thinking about starting like a little farm to create, you know, to grow those things. Mm-hmm. And actually, there's a company that sells, I think, crickets. I purchased them. It was a good kind of exercise to offer my co-workers during beer drinks and stuff. But they're not on the same level as what they do in Thailand. It's like really nothing in cheese or something like that. So I would say that I'm totally for eating insects, but if they're in the proper form, like worms.
Thank you, it was really delicious. Thank you very much. Getting so specific as to compare beetles and bamboo worms from a cuisine design standpoint. Thank you very much. Let's go next to Marilyn in Jamaica on line 8. Marilyn, you're on WNYC. Hi there.
Hello. In Jamaica, Queens, and from Jamaica in the Caribbean.
Ah, Jamaica anyway. Times too.
Yes, I, unlike my three sisters, I'm very open to all different kinds of cuisines, as long as it tastes good, inviting, you know, and like blessing the taste buds. So I'm very open to eating whatever. But a thought I have is, why don't they try to introduce them to children of a certain age who have started becoming curious about, different things in the world? Wouldn't it be better to, or wouldn't it be good to introduce it to, you know,
thought, because the things that we eat as kids then tend to feel normal to us when we're adults and even become our comfort food, right?
And I'm sure some of these things taste really good. It's just very, different for this part of the world. And they have stuff like mopani worms, I think they eat like in Botswana. And they fry caterpillars in Zimbabwe. And I've heard Jamaicans who've traveled there say that those snacks were delicious.
Thank you so much. Please call us again. We're really glad you called us today as we're taking calls on how you've adjusted your diet to be climate friendly, including have you ever eaten bugs, which some people say could be a form of protein that's both affordable and climate friendly relative to the agriculture that that we generally have in this country and in this world. And I think Pamela in Manhattan on line 7 is calling about just that. Hi, Pamela. You're on WNYC.
Hi, Brian. I'm really grateful for your show and your intelligence and your kindness.
Thank you.
Besides that, I think that animal agriculture is one of the worst polluters and use of our resources and water, especially. The cattle ranchers and stuff, they don't have to pay for water, and I just think it's a real abuse of our resources. I don't think anybody in this world should be hungry, and so much food is grown as animal feed. So
that's exactly right. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Yeah. And some people, maybe even Pamela, who go back long enough, might have been influenced by the book by Francis Moore Lappe, Diet for a Small Planet, which came out back in the 70s and brought that idea, the very one Pamela was just talking about, to a lot of Americans' consciousness. Think of how much grain is produced in the world just to feed the animals that produce the meat to feed us. And so there was a equity aspect to it, but of course there's also a climate sustainability aspect. Some things coming in on Twitter. Samuel writes, there's a spider market outside Phnom Penh in Cambodia. I tried several bugs and scorpions. They were surprisingly good. And Intuition Says on Twitter writes, I gave up meat 7+ years ago, strictly for climate change. The funny thing about quitting something, it opens your mind to trying something new. Yes, I have eaten crickets and scorpions. Darren in Longmont, Colorado, you're on WNYC. Hi, Darren.
Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Doing great. What you got for us?
We were just having this conversation with our neighbors. We were over there for dinner last night. And I've been vegetarian for 20 plus years now. And so, but we have kids and we're talking about the New York Times article. And my wife and I have been actually introducing like flowers made from bugs and stuff into our children's, some of their baked stuff, you know, and with that, they don't really know. So they it all tastes great. And we've been discussing this kind of, dietary plan for years now. So, it was just funny that this article came up and then your show came up and you were talking about the same thing.
Yeah. So bugs
and,
for the
and
kids,
we tell
but
our
you
kids
didn't.
That our bugs,
go ahead.
Bugs are in their cookies and everything too. I mean, it's, you know, everything. I mean, people don't realize how much, you know, bug matter is in their makeup and, you know, baked goods and canned goods. And
so first you'll give them the chocolate chip cookie and then later you tell them what insects were in them, right?
Darren, maybe something like that.
Maybe eventually. Darren, thank you very much. We're going to move on to line 9. Ethan in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Ethan.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for making the call.
So I wanted to. So for my personal diet, I've pretty much eliminated most meat for climate change purposes, as well as, and this is surprising to a lot of people, quinoa. Just the transportation on quinoa alone makes it horrible for the environment, not to mention removes a staple food source from indigenous cultures in places like
Peru. Oh, I'm going to have to look into that. I did not know that about quinoa.
Yeah, and I also wanted to make the point on microproteins. I have tried microproteins from around the world, but I wanted to make the point that if you're importing your crickets from South America, you're not helping the environment because of the transportation costs. So all of these types of microproteins have to be local. And for Jewish people like me, cannot actually be part of the diet.
Wait, bugs are not kosher?
Most bugs are not kosher. The only Jewish community that has retained knowledge of which locusts are actually allowed in the Torah is the Yemenite Jewish community. For every other Jewish community, bugs are pretty much off the menu in all forms.
Brian Lehrer, a Daily Politics podcast, is an excerpt from my live daily radio show, The Brian Lehrer Show, on WNYC Radio, 10 a.m. to noon Eastern Time, if you want to listen live at WNYC.org. Thanks for listening today. Talk to you next time.